All right. He is the man with his finger on the pulse of all the outdoor events and experiences that you need to know about. And this morning, Jeff Iliffe's got info on the release of some wild cheetah in the Northern Cape. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, SJ. Thanks very much. A coolish Cape Town day today. The wind's out of the north-northeast. The mercury is expected to touch around 19 degrees today as the Garden Route continues with their warm week. Some light berg wind conditions expected along the southern Cape coast. The big story for me this week, the remaining two female cheetah that arrived at Ashiya Cheetah Conservation last year from the Anne van Dyk Cheetah Centre were relocated this week to their pre-release section, and it all happened on Waterval Private Game Reserve in the Northern Cape. That's a sister reserve of Botlierskop Private Game Reserve. Ashiya Cheetah Conservation, they're based in Paarl. They were founded back in 2016 to prevent the further decline of wild cheetah populations and to increase their gene pool by returning habituated but untamed cats to game reserves and national parks in Southern Africa. They're doing a marvelous job. These two cats were released this week. They spent some time acclimatizing in a boma at Waterval, and they're currently in a 250-hectare fence section where they are now honing their hunting skills. And it was such a privilege for me to be in the company of Ashiya founders Chantal Richard and Stefan Ellenberger, along with wildlife vet Dr. Willem Berger, Arnold Netling and the Netling family. They're the owners of Waterval Private Game Reserve. And we literally got to see these beautiful cats attempting their first hunt. They'll be at Waterval until they're ready for final relocation and release into a game reserve up north. And that's all in coordination with the Cheetah Range Expansion Project. That project is coordinated for the Endangered Wildlife Trust by Vincent van der Merwe. And Vincent was in the field with us. He gave me more details about his role.
Yes, Jeff, thanks very much. It's a very special week for us. Waterval is our 65th cheetah metapopulation reserve. So basically my job is to relocate cheetahs between reserves to ensure genetic and demographic health. So genetic health basically to prevent inbreeding, to ensure that we don't have related individuals breeding on all the reserves. And then from a demographic health perspective, we're obviously trying to prevent overpopulation on some reserves and underpopulation on other reserves. So in any population or meta population of cheetahs, you'll have some areas where cheetahs are doing well, some areas where they're not doing well. Where they're doing well, we refer to them as source populations, and the rest are sink populations. So I generally relocate from source to sink populations to ensure that there's ecological balance in all of our protected areas. So yes, so basically when I say ecological balance, so you don't want too many cheetahs on your property because they will obviously have impacts on your prey populations. So we try striving to achieve ecological balance. So yeah, this week the project also turned 10 years old. So I've relocated about 170 cheetah between South African cheetah reserves over the past 10 years. We've also reintroduced South African cheetahs into Malawi, Zambia and Mozambique. And we started off with 217 cheetahs on 41 reserves, and we're currently on 478 cheetahs on 65 reserves. So it's been an incredible privilege to be part of this project, to see a conservation project making good progress. In future, we hope to expand deeper into Africa and to find more safe space for wild cheetah conservation. So we're deeply indebted to Waterval Management for creating the safe space in the Kimberley area for cheetah. It's our first reintroduction into that area. We know historically from the literature that the Kimberley area supported a large number of wild cheetahs, to the extent that they were problematic for the first farmers that settled that area. And it's really great to have them back. A very big thank you to Mr. Arnold Netling, the owner of Waterval, for giving us this opportunity. And may they do well in Waterval so that we can take those good genetics that they have there and spread them far and wide to other parts of the continent.
That's the coordinator of the Cheetah Range Expansion Project for the Endangered Wildlife Trust, Vincent van der Merwe. And we will be keeping you up to date with the progress of the two cheetah, as well as the brilliant work that EWT and Ashia are doing. And finally, just a note for Garden Route visitors, those of you who are coming through from the Western Cape for the upcoming Knysna Oyster Festival, if you haven't ticked off Robberg Peninsula, be sure to go and take a hike around the peninsula. I was out there this morning on a run, and for the first time on the peninsula, I got to see a magnificent great white shark, about a 4.5 meter great white shark, just cruising a couple of meters off the ledge, hunting seals, but truly a good sight to see. And if the water conditions are good, you may just be lucky. That's it for me for this morning, and I look forward to catching up again tomorrow.